Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to jump on the line here. Pastor William Renick is joining us from Joyful Union Congregation. We are holding a bingo tonight. Some of the proceeds will go to help in hurricane relief and also the Reading Across America program, which has become so important, hasn't it, Pastor?
That's absolutely right. I think Reading Across America is a great way to help our young people read. Because if you can't read, first thing, you can't read the Bible.
That's the truth.
And the Bible, whatever one thing you need to know how to do when it comes to Bible is read it.
Well,
I'm telling you right now. Hey, Claire, you...
Phil, this is Clara. We believe so very much in the work Reading Across America does, as well as raising money for victims of Hurricane Rita and Katrina and all them. And...
You know, Phil, the reason why we believe so much in doing good for people, you want to know why?
Yeah, why?
It's because
I believe in miracles.
Yeah!
What is wrong? You sexy thing.
You sexy thing.
Ew!
All right, what's he doing now?
Phil, it's a little surprise he had for you. I Believe in Miracle by Hot Chocolate.
Yeah! Word! Phil, we believe in miracle, you know. And you know why I believe in miracles? This is why.
Where did you come from, baby?
Come on, Claire, dance with me.
Get your hands off me, you animal. Falling all over me like a monkey.
I needed you so badly.
I dig this.
Gladly, yesterday, I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying next to me, giving it to me.
Oh, I believe in miracles.
Keep moonwalking now, Phil.
Jesus, what is it with this guy?
You sexy thing.
You sexy thing, you.
Don't you touch my ass like...
Has he been drinking? Sounds like an idiot.
What?
The cat sounds like an idiot.
An idiot? You call him... Wow, what a racist!
Well, you know that ain't true.
He know that's not true, Pastor. When you called Mr. Henry a racist.
Get out! Next to me, giving it to me on all fours. I believe in miracles. I'm swimming now, baby.
Oh, Jesus, he doing a backstroke now. Boy, nothing looks more like muscular dystrophy than this man doing a backstroke.
Think I am Joe Cocker? Whoa!
It came along. You sexy.
I gotta hit the head.
Yeah, hey, turn it off, bud. Who put you up to this anyway?
They told me they called earlier.
Yeah, we called Bud Dickman the retard because we wanted to have... you know, you sexy thing on and everything. He's in the men's room. But we have raised so much money. We want to thank you and everyone for giving their effort toward Hurricane Katrina.
Well, I didn't do anything, really. I mean, we didn't raise any money.
Well, whatever.
Get out of the music.
It's over, you idiot.
Music's over. That hurts.
You sexy thing.
All right, turn it off, will you?
Yo, man. When did you get so tight at? You know what I'm saying? That whole Rick James thing.
Get out of here with you and your stupid singing.
I believe in me.
There he is, Pastor William Renick, raising money there for all. Who knows? Just say the magic word, Hurricane Katrina. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show website is www.philhendryshow.com. And also our email address is phs@philhendryshow.com. If you want to send us an email, you can do that there. And sometimes we read the email on the air, sometimes we don't. Just depends on what's, you know, just depends on how the mood strikes. Is there anything in here? Yeah, the whole thing with fascination. Yeah, the whole R.C. Collins poster on the homepage. Yeah, that's right. It was came from Nazi propaganda. Look, who's going to sue me for that? What, the NSDAP?
Say, listen now, you know, you're violating the copyright.
If you want some really cool looking stuff that you can Photoshop to your heart's content, just go to Hitler.com. Just take all of his stuff. So yeah, that was just one of many things that we've done there. Now, we have a bunch of things coming up. One of them is a one-man show that we're planning for December. I'm going to start shooting a TV show, Fillmore Middle, I think at the end of October. And we also have a poker tournament, that we've got in the works. That's right. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And our local affiliate here in Los Angeles, Extra Sports 570, does monthly poker tournaments for a variety of charitable reasons and charitable donations. And we want to get involved in that. And the other thing that I wanted to get going was a pool tournament. Now, the reason why you kind of settle on poker is because more people know how to play poker well than people know how to shoot pool well, you know? You get some really good pool players, and there's a big, big chance that most of those cats wouldn't know me from hot chocolate. You know, they just shoot really well, really good pool. Now, poker players, it's a whole different thing. Everybody plays poker. And it's become, you know, it's funny. My wife said something to me last night. She goes, well, you're one of the originals. I said, what do you mean one of the originals? Well, you've been playing poker since you were a kid. I said, well, yeah, since I was about 12. She goes, well, now everybody's playing poker because of the TV stuff. I said, well, I mean, it comes and it goes. She said, well, what are these new rules? I said, you know what? I don't want to be like some old man who go, well, in my day, we used to have a penny ante, and that was that. I mean, now they're doing all in, and they're doing the big and the little ante, and they've got a, you know, they're playing, everybody's with the Texas Hold'em this, and Texas Hold'em that, and you can hold on to this. And me, I'm more of a draw poker guy, and it's just my thing. Doesn't mean the other games are bad. I like a little 44, fours are wild, four up, four down, you know, just the real hard stuff. One-eyed jacks and deuces, let's go. And thank you also to my nephew JP that night. We'd had just a little bit of tequila, and I'd say, it's your bet. And he'd say something like, I'll take two. Wait a minute, man.
Where are you wearing a baseball cap and a dark shades when you play poker?
No, I don't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not one of those pros. The pros do that.
You gotta wear a baseball cap and dark shade.
That's what those guys do so nobody can see their freaking face.
You ever do that?
No, I don't. I don't want to look like the freaking Unabomber. They got one guy, they call him the Unabomber because he's got the hood and the shades and everything. I saw one tournament I loved, and they haven't played it since. It was a tournament from a gentleman's club in Paris. And this guy, this Australian, was just table talking, just blah, 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 blah. And apparently the French don't table talk. They don't, there's no talk. It's like they're playing it like it's a game of pinochle or something, you know. So when this Aussie started yakking, it was very unsettling to them. You know, the Aussie's like, did you get your card? You got your card, didn't he? Yeah, you got your card. I knew you got your card. You were going to the inside straight and you got it, didn't you? Huh? Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you? And the French guy's like, I don't hear the pig. I don't hear this pig. I'm mindless to the pig. So, poker tournament might be a nice thing. And, you know, but these cats want to play for some serious dough. So we might put up like maybe a 10 grand, 15 grand pot, something like that. And, you know, the rest of it goes to charity. Why not, huh? Now, one of the great things about our charity, my friend's place, the money goes directly to those. So none of it ever comes to us. So if you want to buy one of our CDs, for instance, you can rest assured that when you purchase our CD, if any money doesn't go to the charity, it goes to the guy that's pressing the CD. It goes to production costs. So the check is made out directly to my friend's place. And then they pay the production costs for the CD. So the bread goes right over to them. So I would recommend, if you want to give to a charity and it's on the up and up and there's nobody stealing your money, go to my friend's place. And, you know, all you do is pick up one of our CDs at www.philhenryshow.com. The bread is actually that links their site. So if you go there and you say, I want to buy one of Phil's CDs, you get one of their, you go right to their site, which is homelessyouth.org, and they get the money. It's a beautiful thing, man. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
How much you spending for a tank of gas? I'm spending on the average $60 a week now. It's about $3.11 a gallon, and I don't hear anybody complaining about it. I mean, I don't really hear anybody complaining about it. Do you? I don't really hear any serious complaining. Because what are you going to do? You got to have the gas. And in order to have the gas, you got to have the oil. And how do you get the oil? Well, you got to go down to the Middle East. And how do you do that? Well, you have to do one of two things. You go down there and you hand over the jar of Vaseline to the nearest guy with a bed sheet and say, okay, what position do you want me to get in? Or you get a little tougher with them. Now, I don't know. You can choose your poison, but one way or the other, you got to pull the oil out of there. Otherwise, we ain't got none here. Can't get it out of Alaska because there's too many sheep or deer or something. Everything else is tapped out. Mexicans ain't going to give it to us. We could invade Mexico, take over their oil. But, you know, here's the funny thing. Mexico's got a nationalized oil industry. Pemex is the gas station that you see down there. And everything down there is like, what, $4 a gallon? Doesn't make any difference. Talk about, you know, like nationalizing the oil companies and turning it into a utility, right? So what is that going to do?
We're going to have a standard uniform $8 a gallon. How about that? All right. I believe in miracle, you know.
So anyway, $3.11 a gallon, man. Now, my good friend Mr. Newman's got a motorcycle. I'm going to get a bike, Mark, but I've made up my mind. I'm going to get a bike because, obviously, it's a little bit more efficient. Now, what do you get, 150 miles to a four-gallon tank? Well, what does that come out to? That's 40 miles, 30-plus miles a gallon, right? That's pretty good. Oh, well, you could get a hybrid and get the same. But I am not buying a Harley-Davidson. I'm getting a Rice Rocket. Yeah! I'm serious. I ain't getting a Harley. You want to know why? Because I've had it. I'm done. I'm tired of seeing the bean counter and his wife on their Harleys. I'm tired of seeing all these jive cats on their Harley. The other day, I was in behind a couple of people trying to get home, and I thought it might be a guy, but it was a little too crouched and small, and I thought, yep, sure enough, it's a chick, and she's doing about 20, and that's okay. I'm not saying chicks shouldn't ride Harleys, but when every jive mother's got a Harley Davidson, isn't it time to go Rice? Isn't it just time to go Rice or go Schnitzel? Seen that BMW? It's a sweet bike. I got a problem, though, going Kraut. I think I'll go Nip. I'm getting me a Rice Rocket, and I don't care who, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Everybody's got their Harley Davidson club now. And where I live, I told you guys, every weekend I can hear. And they're going over the hill, and they're going to the rock store. They're going down to Neptune's Net, and they're going to line all the bikes up out front, and everybody has got their fresh new tattoo, and they're ready to rock and roll. So I think I'm going to get me one of them Rice Rockets. I'm going to just bend right over like I've been bent over my whole life, and who hasn't? And I'm just going to just sail on into work, just crouched right down in there behind a windshield like one of them cats on the anime, and just scoot, baby. Me and all my other Rice buddies. Because Maria just, you know, she got her motorcycle license. She says, oh, now I want to get a Harley. Okay, fine, you get a Harley. I will not do that. And I believe in buying American. But, you know, Harley was owned by AMF for a while. It wasn't AMF owned by a Japanese company. What difference does it make? This buy American, I'm totally with it. But I'm also into, like, can I get something that works? Do you mind?
You know, you should buy
American. Yeah, I agree I should buy American, but can I get something that won't fall apart too? Or must I buy American even if it's crap? Maybe the bumper sticker, buy American even though it's garbage. I'm not saying that American made is garbage, but hey, let's face it, sometimes it is. And I sure as heck ain't going to be taken advantage of by some company that makes a substandard product. Let me give an example of a company that I can't stand. Are they a sponsor, you think? Starband? They are a sponsor? They are so great. Everything they do at Starband just rocks. No, I got no problem with Starband now that we have our DSL with another company, but we had Starband for a while, which was a satellite internet service. Anyway, my wife goes to cancel them a year ago. 1 year ago, she tried to cancel, and for a solid year, we've been still trying to cancel their lousy service. For 1 year. We emailed, we faxed, we got case numbers, we got another case number. We called. Today I called. I said, I've been trying to cancel this for a year.
Really, sir? Well, that's very, very curious. What's your...
On hold for a half of an hour. You know, there really should be something called busting off a hold. Seriously, you ought to be able to bust off a hold. You ought to be just able to go, just like Lloyd. You know, I'm off a hold. Wait a minute, I thought I had you. Yeah, well, I'm off a hold. Please hold. I don't mind music on hold. It makes me know that I'm still on hold. You telling me that you don't like music on hold? What do you want, dead silence? For 30 minutes, dead silence? How do you know that you haven't been disconnected for 29 of them? You're going to be sit there on hold for 30 minutes and suddenly realize the freaking phone's been unplugged. God, I got to have music on hold. I don't know whether I'm on hold or not if I don't have music on hold. I don't care what it is. So they had me on hold today for like a half of an hour. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. I make these mental notes. Finally gets on there, says, "Yes, sir, welcome to Starband. May I help you? We want to cancel our service, and we've tried to cancel it a year ago." And
really?
Yeah, really. And anyway, this is always wonderful. What's the name on the account? Maria Sanchez. Uh-huh. And what's your name? And I've learned my lesson. Phil Sanchez. Oh, okay. Because if I say I'm Phil Hendry, they ain't going to believe that I'm married to a Maria Sanchez. It's my wife. She just uses her maiden name. Yeah, sure. I'm telling you the truth, man. You know how many hotels we've checked into? Check in the hotel. You get the call maybe 20 minutes. Hello?
Mr. Sanchez?
Yeah, it's him.
We're just calling to see how your accommodations are. Is everything all right, Mr. Sanchez?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm Mr. Sanchez. I don't mind, you know. I told my wife, I said, you know, just when we check into hotels, could you be Mrs. Hendry just once? I mean, it would be really cool because it causes us no end of hell. For instance, if you're going to go someplace where they're asking you to speak or it's a business trip of some kind and they book the hotel in my name, Phil Hendry. Okay. And generally, they're booking the hotel in your name. You're expected to pick up your incidentals and also the room tax, but they're going to get the room for you, depending upon the function you're going to. So, Mr. Hendry. Now, if my wife checks in sooner than me, or for whatever reason, she's Maria Sanchez, she's under a double whammy. The first whammy is she ain't Mrs. Hendry, and she's got no idea that says she, no idea that says. Did I say idea or ID?
You said idea.
I meant she's got no ID.
I'm going to call Mr. Hawk because you're talking like a retard again.
I meant ID. She's got no ID that says Maria Hendry. And so, yes, hi, I'm Mrs. Hendry. I know it says Maria Sanchez. Yeah, sure. Spick. Dun, 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 you know. Now, when they meet her, she's a blonde, green-eyed chick. So, you're Mrs. Sanchez? So, suddenly, that kind of Hispanic pride begins to go, blonde Hispanic, yes. Castilian? But when she's on the phone booking something, and what do you want it in? Maria Sanchez. Yeah, okay, hold on for a minute. And suddenly, we just happen to be full up. So I said to her, look, the name's Hendry, but my wife's name is Sanchez. Can you make sure that when Miss Sanchez checks in, that you give her every, consideration because she's my wife? We certainly will, Mr. Well, how many Sanchez's do you think check in, man? There's got to be like 9 million of them. It's like Smith. I got 15 women waiting for me in my room and not one of them my wife. Which ain't bad, but they're all fat. No, they're fine. So anyway, I said to him, the name is Hendry. Actually, the name is Sanchez.
This is Mr. Sanchez, yeah. You sure?
Yes. Okay. Then they can proceed.
You paint a Mexican mustache on your face when you go by Philip Sanchez? Oh, come on. I'm just kidding around. Oh, come on, Phil. Not in the face. I got a photo shoot in the morning for Sports Illustrated. Ow!
Punk. Yeah, that's right, bud. I go down to Western Costume and I get a big handlebar Frito Bandito freaking mustache. And hey, you know what tops it all off? A sombrero. That makes it look authentic.
That's all I'm trying to say.
That's what I do, bud. I look like an authentic Hispanic cat with a sombrero and a handlebar Frito Bandito mustache. And while we're on the subject, why don't I get some of them spray-on mariachi pants, too? God.
Well, it would be a good effect.
What a tard. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
There's a guy who says that Hurricane Katrina was created by the Yakuza, which is the Japanese mafia, using a Russian-made electromagnetic generator to cause Hurricane Katrina in a bid to avenge the atomic bomb attack on Hiroshima. I buy it. Cat's name is, the guy's name is Scott Stevens, and he's a weather guy, or was, in Idaho. And he was on that late night, he was on with George Norrie one night. And then he was interviewed by Bill O'Reilly. And he says he's received offers, but he's not at liberty to say from who. And his theory is the Soviets boasted of their geoengineering capabilities, impressive accomplishments that have to be taken at face value. And we're, and the guy says, we're observing weather events that simply have never occurred before. Are people high on a mixture of drugs, or are they just doing the straight good kush? That's all I want to know. I just want to know, is the weed that good? I'm telling you, my theory is this. Forget about electromagnetics. Forget about the Russians or the Yakuza. I just think the dope they're growing in Humboldt is so profoundly strong and intense that a guy like this is saying, we are facing unprecedented weather, when all you got to do is, like, go on the internet and look up the history of, you know, Category 5 hurricanes, and they're down through the years. We've had, I just said the other day on the air, man, there were like four in a row in a 12-month period in 1960, and I didn't hear Captain Kangaroo going ape on it. I was watching TV every day of my life back in those days, man. I was like six. I didn't hear Kangaroo. I didn't hear Chucko the Clown. I didn't hear Sherry Lewis. None of them. I didn't hear what's-his-face there on the Today Show, Dave Garraway with the monkey crawling all over him. I didn't hear him saying that, you know, everything's coming, going to hell in a handcart. You want to know why? Because everything already had gone to hell in a handcart. It was called World War II. Nobody, like, how's it going to get worse than that? So they got four hurricane, five, you know, four category, what am I saying here? Hurricane five. That's what they ought to call them. Forget the names. They used to have numbers, and they used to have names like Jet, Hurricane Jet. Anyway. There were four Category 5s in a row, 60 to 61. Four. And if you look at Drudge today, he mentions a hurricane that was a Category 5 in 1947. There was a hurricane that was a Category 5 back when, you know, back in the 40s. There was a hurricane that was a Category 5 named Easy. That was in the 50s. Janet, 150-mile-per-hour Hurricane 5 hit Mexico. That was back in the 50s. Cleo, we had Donna, Ethel, Lucy, Ricky, and Fred. And they were all, I'm joking, but no, all of them Category 5s. So what is this cat from Pocatello, Idaho, talking about? Other than the fact that he's getting his dope extra, extra rosin-enriched. I ain't kidding you. I think there's, we finally have to begin to say it. It finally has to be said. You've got 30 to 40 years of mainstream drug use. It's kicking in. Yeah, the electromagnetics. Okay, that's great. And what else? And the Japanese Yakuza, and we're seeing things that have never, never have we seen them before. Bull crap, man. Freaking pick up a damn book and read something. God. Excuse me. Damn, man, all you got to do is check it out. Here, I'm reading this book. It's the biography of Thomas Jefferson. Now, before you turn the channel, just listen to this. Just listen. All right, check this out. So anyway, the Revolutionary War ends, and the first thing we know is we're broke. Country's broke. We're flat on our ass. We got no money. We haven't got nickel one, right? So Hamilton says, we got to get some money. Well, how are we going to do that? Says Thomas Jefferson. And Hamilton says, we're going to have to make sure that the trade, that's the way we do it, all of our money, right? And Jefferson says, all right, so far, so good. He says, and that's why we got to have a treaty with Britain. And that's when Jefferson says, are you out of your freaking mind? We just fought a war with those scumbags. Why do we want to go into business with them? Because he says they're the only country that if we get them off our back, they can guarantee our shipping. And Jefferson's like, are you nuts? Right? Now, years ago.
It's really great, Phil.
I'm waiting for Mr. Hall's theme to kick in.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I called him.
Yeah. We'll be right back. 1-800-449.
Oh, look, you're going to cry.
I'm not going to cry. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Lloyd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Mr. Hendry. My name is Lloyd Bonafide. I'm calling you from Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're here on a vacation. Well, it's a Korean War Veterans Reunion, but it's mostly vacation, my wife and I. And I enjoyed your program very deeply this evening.
Thank you.
Mr. Hendry, you were talking about Thomas Jefferson. And I think that you should mention that he had relations with the Negro maid at that time.
Yes, I know that Thomas Jefferson had relations with his African-American maid.
Now, her name was Beulah. And the
her name wasn't Beulah. It was Sally Hemings.
The hell it was. It was Beulah, and I saw it on TV, and it was...
All right, 1-800-449...
What'd you hang up on him for?
That guy's a joke, Beulah. Beulah the maid, huh?
Yeah, what else they called?
Sally was her name.
You're kidding me, Jefferson had a black person?
Look at you, racist piece of crap. I'm gonna put... You see this nice lapis lazuli ring that I got right here?
Yeah.
How'd you like to be wearing that in your eye? If you don't get out of here... Beulah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Boy, look at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, man. He looks like he's about 106. That's great. You know, one thing about being 8 feet tall, when you get older, how does that possibly look good? Have you ever seen a 90-year-old guy that's 8 feet tall? No. I don't think those cats live very long, do they? How old was George Mikan when he died? God rest his soul. George Mikan just died, I think, what, 70-something? See, in other words, you see all these guys that live to be 100 of this, or 110, or 120. I ain't seen one that's 8 foot tall. I have not yet seen an NBA center live over 100. First of all, because the NBA ain't 100 years old yet. But secondly, well, there were 7'5" guys before the NBA. And all those guys in Georgia that are 120 years old, and I don't mean Georgia where Atlanta is either, bud. I mean Georgia in the Soviet Union, or what used to be, that are 100 years old because they're eating yogurt. Yeah, huh? Sure. Boy, ever since, when that thing came out, man, yogurt sales really went up. I mean, they just spiked until you realized what it was you were eating was basically rotten milk. And I don't care what anybody says. You know, let's go and get the yogurt because it's good for it, really. You put a lot of that strawberry flavoring in it and peach flavoring and banana flavoring. You eat about two of those and you're going to turn into freaking Oliver Hardy. There's nothing non-fattening about that. How do I know? Because I spent the weekend stuffing my kisser with pudding and some of those. By the way, Khalid, thank you for hosting that brunch yesterday, but you really didn't need to wrap up all those sticky buns and go, oh, you know who will like them? Phil. In other words, I was there with all these nice people. By the way, Sarah Alexander, who's going to be the star of our show along with Justin Bartha, her boyfriend, a guy named Peter, funny cat. This guy's from Britain, right? He does a dead-on Alan Alda impression. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's just dead-on. See, I'm impressed with British guys that can do American accents. Any American guy can do a British accent. But a British guy that does a dead-on American accent kills me. And so this dude's holding forth in the kitchen yesterday doing an Alan Alda impression. He's freaking dying. So there we are, and he's doing his Alan Alda, and then he did another one, I forget what it was, but meanwhile, there's Khalid, she's wrapping up all the stuff that nobody wants to eat, you know, there wasn't, you know, well, look at this, we have some rolls here, and we have some buns, there's about 16 donuts, I don't know who'd like these, oh, I know, you, Phil, you'd like them, wouldn't you, as I stand there trying to look skinny. Standing there leaning against the door jam, trying to just kind of suck the gut in. It's like, oh, Phil, would you like, yeah, sure, I'll take them home. Feeling offended, feeling insulted, I went home, and this morning, as I was sitting there reading the rest of my Jefferson biography, ate about six of them. Must be some kind of a nervous thing going on with me, man. I don't know what it is. I know what's going on. You know, I could, well, I don't want to say.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to say.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to say.
All right.
All right, I'll tell you.
No, I'm not interested.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
I don't want to know.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
So now here's the other thing, and I don't want to, I'm going to say I don't give a crap. Lindy England, you know, the girl, the army person, the army woman person. She's guilty, ain't? Am I right about that? So she's burned down, man, for that Abu Ghraib underwear caper. Now, that's the biggest war criminal that came out of that. Doesn't anybody want to apologize now? Doesn't anybody want to say, boy, you know, we're kind of sorry for blowing that one up a little bit more than we should have? I mean, isn't there anybody who... That's it. It's her. That little woman. There was like a couple of other guys, but she was the biggest story. She was the biggest... That was the biggest thing. And what did she do? I saw a picture of her with a cigarette. She was giving a thumbs up, wearing a T-shirt, and there was a guy with an underwear on his head. That was it, man. That was it. Meanwhile, there's Cindy Sheehan getting carted away by the cops with a big grin on her face. You know, she's having more fun since her kid died. I mean, I'm sorry. She's got the big freaking smile on her face. Like, this is like a party, man. I say we pull out of Iraq. I think it's a good idea. We'll leave it to civil war. And who knows, man? It could be another Cambodia. I think it'd be great. You could get John Malkovich to make another movie about it. Sam Waterston. It'll be Killing Field 6. The Iraq Caper. Starring Cindy Sheehan as the Beaver. Seriously, let's get out of Iraq, man. Let's move out, pull out. Let's do it now. Get the troops out. And it'll go, it'll like be Cambodia, and Al-Qaeda can take over. It'll be great. They'll be sawing heads off. I said to the people this brunch yesterday, I go, you know, I watched that Nicholas Berg video. And they go, you did? I go, well, yeah, it's kind of my job. I mean, I have to, I can't, if it's in the media, I kind of got to look at it. Oh, my God. You know, and I said, "I you don't want to see it. If you don't have to see it, don't look at it. It's not too good. And... she said, well, what did you think? I said, well, what did I think? I thought, what do you mean? In terms of the review, it was a little fuzzy. They could have used more lighting. What do you mean? What did I think? Well, it was the most horrifying thing to see. What do you want me to say? It was like, these people are insane. They're psychotic. They're, and then there was this momentary folding of the hands, a dipping of the head, and kind of a contemplative looking down at the floor. And then the phrase was said to me, but don't you think that in some way, we brought this on ourselves? And I said, like the Jews, you know, there might have been some karma that they had to get leveled with the Holocaust. Yeah, you know, you got a point there. Yeah, I'm sure that we brought, you know, if you look at like the Holocaust, I mean, the Jews probably did something wrong there that brought it. Well, I mean, what are you talking about, man? I said to her, I do not want to have these discussions when we go to work. I don't want to sit there and talk about any of this. I never will. That's why I took my blog down, man. I don't want to do it. Well, I know. We're all friends. We're going to work together. Yes. And I don't. If any politics start getting discussed, I'm getting up. I'm walking out, getting in my car, and I'm driving, and I'm not stopping until I hit Atlantic City. And so I told my wife about this exchange, and she said what I said, a lot of people have said, you know, if you ever get the opportunity, go online, find that Nick Berg video, look at it. Go ahead, look at it. Look, I swear to God, look at it. And if you can take it, then let's get out of Iraq. I think we should get out of Iraq and leave the country to those people. Because I'll tell you one thing, if you're a Law and Order fan, they are definitely your kind of people. They don't even, I mean, just take the guy and lay him on the floor and saw his head off. There you go. So let's do it, baby. Let's pull out. All the guys will come back. They'll be safe at home here. We'll, and we'll just continue moving on. And Iraq, who cares about them? Bunch of ragheads, remember? Hendry. All right, look at this. I'm looking at the television right now. It's steeplechase dog races. That's wild. I got the dogs leaping over. Okay, I think it's definitely time to go home, bud, especially since you're nursing a fat lip. I hit you about 3 times tonight, didn't I? That's right. All right, tomorrow night, more. Don't forget our web address, www.philhenryshow.com. Thank you for making us number 10. Oh, by the way, if you look at the top 9 guys on that list, I think about half of them actually actively requested to come in and watch this show. I'm serious. Howard Stern, nice guy. Kevin of Kevin and the Bean, nice guy. Bill Handel, nice guy. Ryan Seacrest didn't, and Comeover didn't. But I think all the rest of them have actually at one time or another wanted to come and watch the show. Why? Well, because it's better than their shows. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, this is my kind of music right here, yeah. All right, baby. Good night to you, baby, huh? Hey, lose a little weight off your ass, all right?
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.